Welcome to Maple Lawn Montessori, where we nurture the love of learning in every child. You are now listening to our podcast.
You just celebrated your child's second year. Your sweet little dumpling is an angel. You love how she tries to mimic you. You're amazed at how meticulous your son is when he plays with his toy cars. You can now have a dialogue with this cute little button. While you're out shopping, your child asks for something and you refuse. And that's when that meltdown happens. Your little cherub has turned into a screaming, crying heap with an audience. Sound familiar? Welcome to the twos, my dear friends, or more notoriously known as the terrible twos. Good news, it won't last forever. Bad news? Well, there's none. It's all a part of growing up. For some, kids might actually skip the meltdown stage, whilst for some, this stage seems to go on from 18 months all the way to 4 years. Pediatricians say that the toddler years are a time of rapid growth, physically, mentally, and socially. The reason is that they are learning the concept of independence and wanting to do things by themselves. When the toddler's desire to do something doesn't align with his or her ability, then it usually turns to frustration. And to make matters more challenging, the language skills are not fully developed, so asking for help is difficult too. This gap in ability can cause frustration, unruly behavior, and tantrums. Now, let's get to some ways to cope with this. As always, mountains of patience is paramount. There is no quick fix. Toddlers like to nap. Respect the nap time. This is not only good for the child, but also for the parent. Plan your outings keeping this in mind, so that way your little one is less irritable. Schedule is key. Children, toddlers like routine. You've probably heard this 1,000 times before. So make sure that there is a routine, that there is a set schedule for meal times. Make sure you adhere to this feeding schedule to the best of your ability. If you know that you will be out for a longer trip, then pack healthy snacks and drinks accordingly. Let your child know ahead of time of what's being planned and what is expected of the child. For instance, if you know you're going to a grocery store, then let your child know that asking for a candy bar is not allowed. And if they stick to the plan, then they will get a treat later for a job well done. I think we all have at some time or the other done this. We have caved. We have given in to their tantrums. So do not cave. I know what you're thinking. It's easier said than done. But when you spot a tantrum coming your way, then remain calm and stand your ground firmly. This might be a bit tough in the beginning, but your child will soon understand. If your child is getting bored, which leads to a tantrum, then cure that boredom. Sometimes toddlers act out due to boredom. Try some creative and social ways to keep them occupied. It is imperative that you try to be consistent and calm. When you're at home, then it's good to let your child work through his tantrum. However, when you're in public, then please be calm and try to remove your child from the situation as quickly as possible. Remember, take a deep breath and be very calm when dealing with a tantrum. And remember, do not give in. This one is one of my favorites. Redirect your child whenever necessary. When your child misbehaves, try not to explain to her why the behavior is not okay. Because at the time, your child may not understand your explanation. Therefore, try try to redirect your child either verbally or physically and help them to focus on something else until he or she cools off. Remember this, you are not alone in this crusade. A certain pediatrician once said, "Your child won't still be going through this phase when they're off to college." I think you would agree. So, relax, breathe in, breathe out, and as I always say, try to enjoy this phase and cherish these moments, no matter what they are. Happy parenting, dears.